the AfterBuzz.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimian, your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course, Buzz Adams is here.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. So, you would agree that you are a movie aficionado, would you not?
Sure, yeah. What if? Yeah, I like going to movies.
Do you try and see every new movie that comes out?
No, that's not. No, not even close.
What about trailers? Are you a fan of trailers?
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't seek them out unless I'm in the theater and they're already showing them.
Sure. But it's nice to know what's upcoming.
Yeah, the way they're cut. I always try to make it in time for the trailers.
Do you remember Pablo Francisco?
Yeah, of course.
He was really famous for doing the trailer.
In a world. The trailer guy voice. In a world.
Yes, exactly that guy.
I don't even know if people under 40 would even recognize.
Because they don't use that anymore.
No. But it was, if you go back, they did. Like, everyone had the same movie voice guy. And he would narrate instead of just showing you what happens, which what they do now.
He would narrate what's going on.
One man. One mission. And then you had no idea what it was going to be. Howard the Duck.
Yeah, exactly. So Paulo Francisco was really famous.
He's a great, great character.
But I got to hang out with Pablo, and Pablo was telling me that he got to go to his house.
The movie guy?
The movie guy's house. He really met him.
In a world.
Yeah, and that the guy has a ball in the house, or at the time did.
Has a what?
Had a baller house, just like it was a mansion. And he had movie posters of everything that he had done.
He voiced?
Yeah. Rooms of memorabilia, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that guy.
And he was like, I work 4 hours a week.
4 hours a week in a world where a man can work 4 hours a week.
Anyways, I was thinking about it today. And
Weekend at Bernie's, too.
Yeah. It always makes me think I should be watching more trailers. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do something experimental. We're going to watch trailers, okay? And I'm going to have the trailer in front of me. You're going to not have anything. You're going to listen to it just like the listeners are.
New trailers or old trailers?
These are everything coming out in 2026.
Okay, let's see how this goes.
Let's see how it goes. It's an experiment.
All right,
so this is for something called Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass.
And I'm listening to your spirit, and I'm sensing that something is on your mind. Am I correct?
Oh my God, how did you know that?
It is my business to know.
I'm engaged to be married, and I really, really love my fiancé, Tom, but something happened, and I don't know what to do.
Let me connect with this. You each had an agreement, yes? To be able to have sex with a certain celebrity given the opportunity.
Yes, exactly.
And Tom went too far in the back of a bookstore.
Yes, wow. So what do I do?
If you are going to continue your relationship with Tom, you must have sex with your celebrity crush.
So if I want to repair my relationship with Tom...
You must have sex with John Hamm.
Okay. I was about to say, there's no way this is an actual movie
this
trailer. There's no way this
actual
is real.
Movie trailer.
Is it a rom-com?
It's kind of
rom-com. It seems like a romp.
It's Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass.
You know, they did this whole topic on Friends back in the 90s, right?
Did they? About this? Well, I know the celebrity sex, who's your hall pass?
Yeah, hall pass.
And I think married couples always talk about this. This is something that married couples probably talk about.
Look, sounds terrible.
The movie sounds terrible?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. That's a pretty funny, and I think John Hamm is in the movie.
I mean, it's just basically... John Hamm is really popular across multiple platforms. Like, he's one of the great Saturday Night Live hosts.
He's done TV,
really
movies.
Handsome dude, you know.
He's a hamaconda.
I'm not going to go see it.
So her fiance meets his celebrity hall pass.
Who?
They don't say it in the...
Like Megan Fox?
Maybe. But he does something with her. And now the fiance's like, what the f-
this?
Such a f-
and so she goes to a fortune teller. Terrible. Is that what you want me to do? Random,
yes.
Based on
yes,
and
this
then
is exactly.
We'll listen to him in 8 months and find out if I had it nailed.
Yeah,
or
nailed
after
or not.
The movies are all out. You got it.
Reminder, the stunts in this movie were performed by professionals.
Hi, I'm Wee Man.
I'm Bam Margera.
I'm Preston Lacey.
I'm Chris Pontius.
So for your safety and the protection of those around you...
I'm Dave England.
I'm Danger Aaron.
I'm Steve-O.
I'm Ryan Dunn.
Do not attempt any of the stunts you have just seen.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackie.
Welcome to the first day of our last film.
What are you feeling?
I'm sad.
Does it make you sad, Chris?
No, I'm not in touch with my emotions.
I would like to introduce you to our new cast member,
Larry!
Nice to meet you all, big fans.
What? You gotta explain
it's
to me.
It's a robot. It's a robot. And it hits him in the balls.
Isn't Eric Andre in this one?
I have no idea. But they're going through new stunts. Doing recreating some old stunts,
but they
that were
mentioned
their
the names of people. Some of like Ryan Dunn's not even alive still.
He's not even alive. Yeah.
So, and Bam, I heard Bam's name in there. Is he back? Is he going to participate?
So, there was actually a legal battle over this. I guess Bam Margera had been suing them to let him be part of production, but he was in rehab still and not complying, and they were and so they couldn't get him insured.
Mm.
And he was not compliant with the rehab. This has happened over the past couple of years, I know. And recently, Bam did finish rehab, and he's clean, sober, and he's reconnected with the Jackass guys. This is just recently. And I don't know if this means that he now has a part to play in the movie.
Do you think the whole... Jackass experience is conducive to sober living? Well, I mean, I can imagine. I'm just picturing, like, you do some insane stunt, either insanely gross or insanely dangerous or painful, and you get that endorphin rush, and maybe you want to go out and, you know,
party
tie
it up.
One on,
yeah.
Right? You know, I'm just not sure that such a raucous lifestyle really lends itself to maintaining your sobriety.
I will say that
Steve-O is
that you have to figure your shit out eventually. Like, you have to figure out how to do what you got famous for.
Steve-O.
You have to figure out how to do what you got famous for, whether that was rock and roll, partying all night, rocking all day, whether that was stand-up comedy, or whether that was being an actor or stuntman. Yeah. Like, eventually you got to figure out how to do that and be clean, I think.
So I probably will see this one in
theater?
Theaters, yeah.
Does your daughter like this movie?
If it's coming out this summer, she and I will go see it together for sure.
I saw the first one with my grandpa.
Did he like it?
He loved it.
He loved it.
He absolutely
died
laughing the whole time, especially the one bit where they stick a toy car up a dude's ass and then they go to the doctor.
And it wasn't the first one, was it?
I think it was the very first one.
Was it?
And my grandpa loved that the doctor was Hispanic and then the doctor was calling other doctors like, hey, un carrito.
All right, so that's a yes.
So far, so good. There are some that I'm actually going to have to set up and some that I will not. This one I do. So this is a new movie called Deep Water. A group of passengers flying from Los Angeles to Shanghai must make an emergency landing in the Pacific Ocean in waters filled with sharks. They have to cooperate to survive as sharks gather around the crash site. And I will tell you, Sir Ben Kingsley is in this.
Okay. That's some star power there.
Looked like you wanted to take a swing at me over that flap check. Isn't that how you got bounced out of the Air Force?
That senior officer had it coming.
So this is Ben Kingsley and Aaron Eckhart.
Okay.
You're annoying.
You're now free to move about the cabin.
Where's Mom and Dad? You're back there.
Dad?
Way out of your league.
Oh, wait, what if I've got a great personality?
You don't.
All right, something's on fire.
Okay, so the plane's going to go down. I think
plane's going down.
I've got that.
And then sharks.
Mm-hmm. I got an opinion about shark movies. I think the most effective shark movies are where you don't see the shark that much.
Just the fin, maybe?
Well, Jaws, you saw the shark, but that shark was only on screen 30 seconds of the movie.
It was the threat of it being around.
Open water is one where you, I don't even know if you even see a fin, just the, like the movement in the water. Did you ever see that one?
I know the one.
The couple
what you're talking
that
about.
Went scuba diving, yeah. Got separated, and they got left behind. And,
yeah.
That was a real good one. The first Meg was all right, but I don't know if, to me, in shark movies, you don't need to exaggerate the shark, you know?
It's scary enough, the threat of it
right,
being around.
Right, just sharks. I think the threat of multiple sharks is way scarier than one gigantic shark.
I think
shark.
That's what this might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's my little brother?
And they have to be around the plane crash. So there's like interior scenes in the plane. There's exterior scenes around the plane. It's in the water.
I might wait till it comes out on TV.
Okay, this one's interesting. This has Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen, right?
Dormammu. No, he's not Dormammu.
So this is called The Last Viking. Anker and Manfred are two brothers who are reunited following Anker's year-long jail stint for a bank robbery. Since Manfred is the only one who knows where the loot is buried next to their old home.
Question.
Yes.
When is this set? What time period? Because I thought you were talking about like Vikings.
It's called The Last Viking, but I imagine he's just
probably
Scandinavian.
Okay. I would have been much more interested in The Last Viking.
Anker has no choice but to contend not only with his brother's many psychological issues, but the legacy of the traumas they suffered in their childhood.
All right. You going to play some of it?
Yep, let's do it. I like Mads Mikkelsen.
What?
I like Mads Mikkelsen. Oh, shit. It's all in Swedish.
Yeah, I imagine it'll probably be subtitled when it comes
out in
the U.S., but it's not in the trailer. I'm going to say based on that, not so excited.
Oh, shit. This has subtitles.
Okay. Well, good, because we need to
move along.
Yeah.
All right. This one's called The Sheep Detectives.
I think I've seen this one. I think, okay.
This person cannot be prosecuted twice for the same crime.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
I know when Ronnie Hollingshead was murdered, and I know who the real killer was.
No more. Go on.
The mystery will be solved when I read the ending tomorrow.
So these are cartoon sheep.
They're CGI. They're not cartoon. This is a live action.
Oh, it is.
It's live action. Okay. It has Hugh Jackman in the lead. That's who you just heard right now.
So it's a farmer who used to read mystery novels to his sheep. So when he is mysteriously killed, the sheep use their knowledge of all the mystery stories.
Yeah. Shall solve the crime. George loved us. He read us dozens of these stories. We shall solve
what?
The crime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Told you.
I am totally going to watch this. I love detective mystery. And you know what? The thing about the detective genre is it's been played out so much that they have to keep coming up with new twists.
Solving the crime.
New twists, right? Whether you're setting it into a different era, you're setting it in the past, the future. How do you make a detective story interesting?
So this summer, if it does come out this summer, I have time for one movie about animals. And I think I've decided it's going to be... They're doing a version of Animal Farm, and Andy Serkis, who played Gollum, is the director.
Yes.
I think that's the cap.
Yeah. You can't make any more of it.
I only want to see one animal movie.
All right. Just a couple of quick ones. This is called The Wizard of the Kremlin. Do you know what this one's about?
God. Putin?
Yep. Yeah. Right after the fall of the Soviet Union, rising KGB officer Vladimir Putin joins forces with master manipulator Vadim Baranov. To reshape life behind the Iron Curtain using violence.
His name is literally Badenov?
Yeah.
Just like Boris Badenov, that was the Rocky and Bullwinkle
enemy. Baranov.
Oh, Baranov.
They use violence and deception to change the world forever. Putin and Baranov's reign of chaos begins with lies and corruption and quickly escalates to assassinations, tyranny, and eventually
this sounds like the kind of movie that's going to get somebody pushed out a window somewhere.
Yes. Well, it's going to just... It's the rise of
Vladimir Putin.
Jude Law plays Vladimir Putin.
He's heading toward that hairline for sure.
Yes, he is. And Paul Dano plays Vadim Baranov. Now, that's interesting.
I know a lot more about Vladimir Putin than I do the other guy.
But Paul Dano has been in the news a lot lately because of statements by another director, Quentin Tarantino. So,
said that he's not.
And this is like a prestige movie. This is going to be one that I think that's going to be up for nominations.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it. I want to see all the things about Vladimir Putin that our president admires so much.
So much.
Maybe if I saw it from a different perspective, maybe I would get it because he seems like a thug and a murderer to me.
I think that's what they're going to be showing. Mm. And last but not least, let's end it with a nice action movie and our fave, Charlize Theron.
Charlize.
Oh, I thought if you're going to like pronounce her last name all fancy, you might as well say her first name. Charlize
Theron, fantastic Academy Award winning actress.
She won the Academy Award for a movie where they didn't rely on her looks at all.
Well, they uglied her up.
They ugged it up.
It's an old Academy trick. Monster, the Eileen Wuornos story.
Yeah. After returning from her lethal career, elite sniper Chris Hendricks takes refuge on an Australian ranch with her rebellious 15-year-old daughter, Anja. But as a vengeful warlord named the Dragon tracks her down, she enlists her old team of elite killers to protect herself and her daughter to take out his deadly pawns one by one.
Sounds like a lot of gratuitous killing, probably, you know, very John Wick in its tone, I would imagine. I'm just guessing here.
So she's dressed in a ghillie suit. It's all about snipers, so they've got to be quiet. Yeah, it's just a bunch of shooting.
Okay. I'm sure it appeals to a lot of people. It doesn't move the needle for me.
No, you don't like that?
I don't think I'll.
Like, some people, if they see it, if some people see an action movie flick, like they see, okay, I see a team of people, military, guns, I'm going to watch it.
I got to protect my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a winning combination for the box office. I'm just not that into it myself.
You know which one I really liked was Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I never saw that.
You never saw that? See, I think I am the audience for these kind of things.
You like how many Fast and Furious movies?
But no, it's not Fast and Furious. This is military. There's a very different than action movies.
Action movies are action movies.
No, they're not. They're all different kinds of action.
I do love me when somebody gets it right and does a great action movie. I do like it.
All right, let us know what you think is the best type of action movie, or if there even is a difference, as according to Buzz, there is none. You can message us, Nico@KLAQ.com, Buzz@KLAQ.com, or call us on the neckline, which is
521-NECK.
521-NECK.
521-6325.
Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLAQ, El Paso's best rock. Talk to y'all next time.